So, where are we in this great point of time? We've had 2,000 years to prep the church, and you're in the last days. So what part of the last days are you in? Jesus is coming back. We know we've got 7 years of tribulation before Jesus appears in what we call the second coming. Then we have what we would call maybe the rapture, which happens possibly 7 years before. Then you got people who calculate there's going to be a rapture 3.5 years into the 7 year tribulation. Then there's people who say, according to all the scriptures, there's going to be a rapture only at the end of the 7 years. So what's it all about? Well, I believe it's all going to happen in all those. It's going to happen in the beginning, in the middle, and the end. As for what purpose? Well, we need to follow the Word of God and read and connect all the dots entirely so we can get a clear picture. So where are we now at this moment? Well, Jesus said that there's the fullness of the Gentiles has to finish, and then he starts dealing 7 years with Israel. And before Israel starts that 7 year dealing, there's going to be a major war, and there's going to be a dealing with Israel. Israel's going to have 3.5 years of peace because of a covenant that is enforced by the Antichrist. What covenant? Covenant of all the nations around who want peace. So first we have to have the nations wanting peace with Israel. That's happening right now. That's coming to pass now. So if that all gets spoiled, somebody's going to step in and say, no, we're going to continue this covenant. That's what it talks about in Daniel, that he confirms a covenant. That means he doesn't make a new covenant. He confirms it. He says, no, we're going to go through with all this. Everything's going to stick. Everything's going to be the same. We're going to stick with the covenants we had. And he's going to give Israel 7 years of peace. But this guy is a false messiah. And there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen. There's the Psalm 83 war, which means all of the nations around Israel are going to come against Israel. And they're going to say, let us wipe Israel off the map, that their name be not remembered anymore. It names all of the nations. Palestinians, Hezbollah, all of those people are still there now. It says they're going to be totally wiped off the map. It says that Israel is going to be full of everybody all over the world is going to come to Israel who are Jews or have Jewish blood. There's going to be millions of them, millions and millions and millions. There's not enough land on Israel at this present time to accommodate them. Where's Israel going to get the land? Well, they're going to get back the land that was given to them by their father Abraham, who he went and he walked all the land. There's going to be a massive amount of land. And the Bible says that the desert shall bloom as a rose. It's going to be restored to its former glory. There's going to be miraculousness. So we're not going to all be, not us, but all the people who are Jewish blood, who know they're Jews, they're all going to come to Israel. They're not going to live in the desert. They're going to live in nice land. And it's going to be miraculous. And all that's got to happen. But there's also another important phase that we haven't spoken about. Before anything really happens with this Gentile thing, we need to have the church all functioning with one accord, with one mind, and they're going to have to get on one stream, on one road, on one path. There's not many paths of Christianity, there's one path. It was originally called the Way, not the Ways, but the Way, singular, not plural. You know, so there's going to have to be a big reckoning. The judgment must begin at the house of God first. So God has to deal with his church. He has to get rid of all of the crazies, all the ones who are preaching ungodly stuff, all the people who are misinformed, all the crazy godless people who are pretending to be God or pretending to be Christians, pretending to be somebody but they are nothing. They are clouds without water. They are waves foaming out their own shame. We can go into a great deal about that. You just go into my front page and you'll hear all about that. God needs some people who are clear on the Word of God, who walk in a massive anointing, who are going to stand against whoever, and are going to show that God has put his stamp of approval on them at this present time. And everybody else in other churches and other denominations are going to say, this is rubbish, what I'm seeing now, this move of God is real. This is the real stuff. They're going to abandon their ways, they're going to abandon their pet ideas and their pet theologies, and they're going to go after one way. God's going to bring them all into one way. And then once he's established that, and it can happen in a matter of months, people will turn in a matter of months, not years. This is going to be a fast move. And then from that time, then all hell will break loose on the earth. And there will be massive amounts of wars. Everything will be shaken like crazy. We don't all know the timeline. I'm not interested a lot. I'm pretty concerned, but I'm not that interested in the timeline and getting it perfectly right. What I'm interested in is keeping myself clean, keeping myself ready. So where are we? Where are we in this timeline now for us? Well, you got boot camp, then you've got training, then you've got sitting around waiting for to be deployed into battle. You got group carriers. You got groups of people being taken from one country to another. They sit there for months waiting. Nothing happens. They get sent back home. All this stuff. There's a lot of waiting in the army, lots and lots. But I would say that this end time army thing, I would say the point is that the day is far spent and it's night time, or it's coming on to night time. The sun's gone down. It's the end of that day, and tomorrow we need to be ready to go. We need to be deployed at daybreak. That's where we are. That's how close we are. And if you haven't got your guns cleaned, you haven't got your equipment stowed away, if you don't know how to use your equipment, well, you won't even be in this deployment. You will be still in boot camp, still doing something else. The Lord is looking for those who have got everything stowed away in their life, who have only got their eyes on him. All they're waiting for is the order to move. There's no happen to gather up anything. They've already been prepared over the years. And now is the time to go through your stuff, make sure everything's ready to go, because you're going to be deployed at any moment. That's where you're supposed to be. This page, the whole website, the front page, that's for everybody. That's for people who are not even filled with the Holy Spirit, so they can get filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they can start praying in tongues. Then they can start straightening their lives out. But this page here, the 300 page, this is meant for you. This is for you. And you know who you are. You know, you can't fake it. There are people, as soon as they know about what Donna and I have done, as soon as they come to our website, they go, this is me. This is for me. This is what the Lord has sent me for. I'm supposed to come here. Well, if you're here and you understand what I'm talking about, the Lord has sent you here. Is showing you that this is the end part. This is where everybody starts gathering together. Now, I'm not the only one. There's lots and lots of people who have got the same vision. And, the same vision is the same vision. They say, oh, I heard a person say this, and it's the same thing as you. We didn't get together. I didn't get together with them. I just got together with the Lord. And the Lord told them the same stuff. He's not divided in his vision. His vision is one. And who will listen, whoever will listen, will hear the same vision, will hear the same story. So I've been feeding on the Lord for the past 10, 11 years, and he's had me completely focused with gathering everybody together and getting them full of the Holy Spirit so they can get out the ditch. There's also been ones who've come along and said, I've got this vision inside me and I feel it's starting to be birthed. And I say, come in. And I know who they are and they know who I am. And they're no longer eating porridge, but they're ready to start eating meat. And all they need to do is just tidy up their life a little bit and they're ready to go. And they're sitting around with Don and I waiting to be deployed, waiting for the sun to come up, because in the at dawn we're going to hear the sign. We're going to hear the Lord. You know, I'm going to tell you something. The Lord told me that you're going to hear His voice. You're going to hear His voice. He's going to call you by name. And when He calls you by name, the Holy Spirit inside is waiting for that call. And you're going to burst into light. Don't ask me what's going to happen to you, but it appears that you're going to burst into some form of glorified body thing. You've got to remember that Jesus, when He was raised from the dead, He walked for 40 days in a glorified body. And that was part of the gospel message. That was part of the gospel narrative. And then He left. He got taken up to heaven by a cloud. And that's it. Finished. That's the last time that Jesus has physically stepped foot on the earth that I know of. Because the Bible says next time He comes, His feet will land on the Mount of Olives, and the Mount of Olives will split in two. He hasn't done that yet. But you know, that 40 days, nobody's preached about it, because it's been hid. It's been hid from generation to generation and kept for the last days, Revelation, for the end time army. Now, we don't all know exactly what's going to happen, because the Lord still hasn't revealed the last little part to me. But He's told me to tell people to get ready. He's told me to tell people that if you've got this vision inside you and it's waiting to be birthed, then it's ready to happen. And if you're not ready, you need to be ready. Matter of fact, if you're not ready, you're probably not going to be used. Now, God is not looking for people who are fully cooked. He's looking for people who were qualified. Now, if you're qualified, it doesn't matter whether you're walking in a great anointing or not. If you've been obedient to this, if you've been called to this last day, this end army, end time army, then it doesn't matter what growth you are. When you step into this thing, you're going to be changed, and all of us are going to be equal in this place. You don't have to play catch up. You know, it's a little bit like, I don't know, I've very hard to say, but if you come to the Lord, if you've come into this army, right, if you've just joined the army or the military and you've been there for 3 months and you're called to action, then you're called to action. Yeah, if you land 3 months, after 3 months you're in the middle of the war, in the middle of the battle tomorrow, that's it for you. But if you've been sitting around for years and years and years, and you've watched tons and tons of training videos, and you've climbed through lots of mud, and you've done all this stuff, and you've done deployments and all this stuff, but the real big battle is ready to come, it doesn't matter. When you all step into that place, you're all going to be equal. So it's not about time spent, it's about preparing your heart. You know, all you need to have is that vision inside. All you need to know is there's something inside me that says it's greater than the sum of what I've been doing or what I've seen. I've seen the church, I see that some of it's good, but I just, for some reason, I'm not being able to settle with just church. There's something great inside me that needs to be birthed, and I don't know what it is. Well, that's probably this end time army thing. It's probably that. It's probably, you know, as soon as you hear what I'm talking about, you'll identify with what I'm saying, because you have the same spirit inside you as I have. And you have the same spirit inside you as Jesus had. And you have the spirit of Christ. We all have the same spirit, the spirit of the Father and the spirit of the Son. Now, I don't want to go into that theology, because it's on my front of my page, and you can spend time listening to all of that. There's no problem in going back to the front page. But this now, this page here, it's designed to put the call out to those who have that thing inside them, and to say, get ready. Whatever stage of development you are, as long as you've been faithful in that development, then that's what qualifies you. As long as you've been faithful to what God has been trying to teach you, that's what qualifies you. not your anointing. If you've got a big fat anointing, or if you've got a little tiny anointing because you haven't really walked in this much, that doesn't qualify you. It's being called, believing in what God has said in your heart, being faithful to it, keeping that dream alive, keeping that hope alive, that blessed hope, praying in the Holy Spirit and building yourself up on your most holy faith, creating the faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. So God will put this hope inside you and this faith will start to form because you've been praying and because you've got this hope. And this hope comes when you start praying. It's pretty self-evident. If you're here and you understand what I'm saying, then I'd probably say that the Lord has sent you here. You know, I walk in divine appointments. All my life was divine appointments, but mostly in the past 11 years, it's been hit, never miss. I'm always in the right place at the right time. And the Lord calls me, I step into the anointing, people get filled with the Holy Spirit, people get healed, all sorts of stuff happens. People are amazed. But me, I'm used to it now because I found myself walking in the anointing over and over again without any prep. I just step into it and it's all there. But I've learnt to be faithful to the Lord. I've learnt to be obedient to His leading and His will. I'm always inquiring, what do you want me to do? What's your will for this particular moment? Not what do I want to do or what can I do? I can put my hands on anybody, and as long as they're open to it, they'll feel the presence of God. You know, the presence of God turns up more times than I even initiate it. I don't even initiate it anymore. I was with a group of people, and I just started praying for this guy, and the glory came, and everybody started laughing. They were just full of joy, and I looked at them, I said, there you go, here we are, and they were amazed. I didn't ask for it. It just came. It floods in. It's just part of who I am now. When I lay hands on people, they get full of joy. They start laughing. Their heads off, they are so full of happiness. That's what I'm walking in now, is joy. I'm walking in the fullness of joy. I really like it. I like it a lot. But my job is to enter into the rest, to stay focused so that I can hear the Lord, because the earth is going to start shaking. And He's going to need my focus so that I can stay safe. And He's going to need your focus so that you can stay safe, so that you don't go running off down the wrong street, that you don't go doing the wrong thing, and God's going to have to go and get you and pull you out of the mud. You need to be functional. You need to not get caught up with the world and the affairs of Christianity or the affairs of church or the affairs of Christendom, and you need to be walking in what God has called you in for this last moment, this last time, this end time army. That's your job. Your job is to be used mightily in this end time army. I'm not saying everybody on the face of the earth who's a Christian is going to walk in this end time army. The Bible talks about a remnant, a small group. That's basically it. It's a small remnant. You know, looking around and what I've experienced, it is a thimbleful. Out of a bucket, it's a thimbleful of Christians I've found that actually truly walk in obedience to the Word of God. I know people who have massive anointings that are useless towards the Word of God. Some of them don't even understand half the stuff. And I'm amazed. Where have they been? Who's been teaching them? Some people I've found walk in really strong anointing, but they know nothing about the Word of God. I have had to teach them about the Holy Spirit. I mean, some things just gobsmack me. There was one sister. I mean, she was very prophetic. She had dreams and visions. And she asked me, what is this? And, you know, she asked me to give clarity to certain things. And she was able to make sense of all of this. But she did not understand about the working of the Holy Spirit. She's a Christian. She's been a Christian for years and years and years. Actually, when we found her, she was in the Salvation Army with a tambourine. She's spirit-filled, speaking in tongues. And she's in the Salvation Army with a tambourine, tapping away. And she loved it. And she loved her little Salvation Army bonnet. She talked about how she loved that bonnet. and that Salvation Army dress thing. But you know what? She started walking in the Spirit, and they kicked her out of the Salvation Army. She went to a Pentecostal church, and now she walks in the Pentecostal church. But she had dreams and visions, and she had dreams and visions, and she saw things. And I could see that she had an anointing. But I just showed her where all the juice came from and how it worked. And now she understands it. So I can't count how many people I've met like that from all different walks of life who are walking in something that's not really Christianity. But as soon as they go and I plug them into the Holy Spirit, I plug them into the river of life, they turn into somebody that's like Superman. All the stuff that's been kept back from them floods into their life, and they get back paid with knowledge and understanding because they have a calling. There's something that they've got to do at the end of the day. There's something that the Lord has for them in this end time army. So I will just leave it there.